And with this week being the last show for March, we're preparing to welcome April. We think it's important to mention that April has adopted a Greyhound Month now. Greyhound Rescue, or GR, is a Sydney-based company. It's offering a discount of $100 off the adoption fee for greyhounds throughout the month. Now, they have now over 50 rescue dogs in need of a loving home. And to discuss this, we have online the founder of Greyhound Rescue, or co-founder, I should say, Peter Flan. Welcome to Drive.
Oh, hi, Stephen.
First of all, Greyhound Rescue has now been going for around about 10 years. Can you just tell us a little bit about how the charity started?
Oh, well, my wife's always done a lot of dog rescue, and going back more than 10 years, someone needed some help with greyhounds, and so we started helping. And you know, that's it. Once you get involved with greyhounds, you're hooked. They're such beautiful dogs that... That's how it started. It really did.
You work with racing dogs to give them a better life. Now, over the last few years, we've had all the controversy, and you know, I mean, obviously we had the report into the cruelty to greyhounds. Has there been a sort of increased public awareness because of the recent events?
Well, a large part of our job is educating the public. The greyhounds are beautiful pets, and more, I think you can go to a lot of suburbs in Sydney and you'll find walking groups of greyhounds. So, but whereas if you went for a walk, you might have seen the odd one or two, now you see quite a lot of greyhounds, and they are becoming very popular as pets. They're good family pets, good for older people, good for everyone, just about.
So can you tell us a little bit why greyhounds make good great pets?
Oh, well, for a start, they're very gentle and affectionate dogs. And, you know, they've got so many pluses. They've got a short coat that doesn't lose much fur, doesn't have that doggy smell. Mm-hmm. They rarely bark. And they don't need a lot of exercise. Well, they'll enjoy a lot of exercise, mm-hmm. but if they don't get it, you know, they're not climbing up the wall like some breeds. So so they've got lots of pluses. And for older people, in fact, they're an excellent height to pat. And you can't trip over them like you can a little dog.
So, I mean, you don't need a large yard or anything to... I mean, some people probably have the conception that you would need a decent-sized yard and that there'd be a lot of requirements exercise. So those are sort of misconceptions?
No, it depends a little bit on the greyhound, but, I mean... We've homed a lot of greyhounds into units, believe it or not, so that, you know, as long as someone's around to take them for a walk, they can survive. They're couch potatoes, 70 kilometre per hour couch potatoes, and, you know, give them a couch, and they're happy.
Are there any? So tell us. Are there any dogs in particular that you're eager? I believe that there's some dogs that you're eager to get adopted in April. And, you've got a few that have been in the kennel for quite a while.
That's right. Yes. Well, look. I mean, we do have. You know, we've always got lots and lots of greyhounds looking for homes, but sometimes one or two of them get to stay a bit longer than others.
I can hear some in the background.
quite often, this is because they're big black boys, and. They may not have any other faults, but we've got two at the moment, one called Zephyr, who's been with us a long time. I think he took a little bit longer because his early socialising wasn't good, and it's taking him a bit longer to come around, but he loves the volunteers now, and they love him. And another one called Axel, probably because he's just a little bit older. Axel's about 8, and not always people want the older dogs, so... Mm-hmm. So both Axel and Zephyr, if you look them up on our website, greyhoundrescue.com.au, I'm sure they'd love a home or a foster home even.
So do you try and match a dog with owners? Do you like try and find like the right
we
kind
think,
of
we
greyhound?
Think that's, we, yeah, we think that's incredibly important. I mean, because you know, for a start, Zephyr's a big boy. Now he wouldn't deliberately harm a young shard. But, you know, he might be a bit big and boisterous, so we wouldn't home him with young children, you see. On the other hand, we do have other greyhounds who were maybe a bit smaller, a bit more gentle, and, you know, they would be suitable with children. So we do take great care to fit the greyhound to the family, to the application. And we like to talk to people, we like to do a house check, and to make sure we do get this right fit.
And obviously some of these dogs have been through some quite traumatic incidents when they were getting trained by some owners that poorly treated them. How do you go about the sort of process of sort of re-socialising them so that they can become domestic pets? Is that a difficult process?
For the ones that come in the beginning, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, well it's a matter of patience. I mean, some greyhounds, you know, will come in and maybe they've already had a fair bit of socialisation and they're ready for home very soon, the next week even. But other greyhounds, maybe we don't, that's the trouble. We don't know what their past history has been very often, you see. And we don't know what they've had to face up to. And some of them just take a little bit longer to settle in. And that's you know, one of our strengths. We've got the kennels. We've got lots of volunteers who come along. And as well as picking up the poo and walking the dogs, they give them some TLC. So, the ones that are a bit standoffish to start with, you know, they come round slowly, maybe. But they come round. Mm-hmm. So some greyhounds are ready for a home immediately. Others take a little bit longer. And probably Zephyr and Axel are in that latter category.
What about with kids? How are greyhounds reacting to, you know, having toddlers and, you know, can be a little bit unpredictable?
With children, as I said just now, I mean, generally speaking, they're good with children, but we wouldn't pick out a big boy like Zephyr to go with young children. I mean, yeah, I mean, teenagers he'd be fine with, mm-hmm. but he wouldn't deliberately hurt a young child, but because he's a bit big and boisterous, and he might knock them over. And so we do select the greyhounds very carefully, and a lot of them are excellent with children. Very good.
And there's some people probably just wouldn't be confident in adopting a greyhound. Are there other ways that people can help with the organisation and get involved, volunteer, donating? Do you have other options?
Yes, I mean, if people are not in a position to adopt immediately, I mean, you can foster. Foster means that you're looking after the greyhound until it finds a home. You can foster. If you can't foster, then you can volunteer. We need lots of volunteers to look after the greyhounds. If you can't do that, maybe you can donate, because we do rely on donations and fundraising for the charity to exist.
Oh, well, thank you for being on the show. That was Peter Flan, the co-founder of Greyhound Rescues, a service that finds homes for all the former racing greyhounds. And he was discussing with us Adopt a Greyhound, which is Adopt a Greyhound Month in April.